Real quick, before we get to today's show, just because you enjoy the outdoors doesn't mean you need to miss your favorite HD TV shows. Enter the Dish Tailgater Pro portable satellite system antenna, which lets you watch live news, sports, entertainment, and HD anywhere in the continental United States. So whether you fish, hunt, RV, go to football games, it's TV as flexible as your travel plans. Visit dishoutdoors.com for more and stay tuned for a special offer during today's show. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here to talk about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of Tuesday, August 14th, 2018. Here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. The actual factual news team is back again, back on a Tuesday to talk about everything going on here in the world of the internet news. And here we are back together here with a man who has the co-host of such a popular podcast, even restaurant owners are listening. Tyson Russell.
I'm here, guys.
Was that your train coming in?
I didn't know what it was, and then I saw maybe I should change it into a train, but it was only half a train. I'll let me do the train again. Chugga 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 chugga. Choo choo. Here I am, guys.
Tyson's at the station. Yeah. Everybody board him.
I used to have a train noise. I used to have a train noise. But
Rob, did you get the call from Survivor Casting for the two next seasons?
No, I'm not a winner.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I didn't get any calls.
Oh, man. I guess the calls are going around.
Bam. Okay. It's all happening.
I got to pour salt into that wound, Tyson.
Yes, a text from Stephen Fisher. What do you say?
I never disavowed. Don't believe these lies. Steven's with us.
He posted in the chat, why is Rob always making up lies to slander my reputation?
He really is.
I thought he was above the fray.
Wow, Rob, I've always taken your side on things, and now...
I didn't know he's ready. He's in the fray.
He's always watching.
Okay. All right. Of course, a man...
Rob, he's always watching.
He's
be
always
careful.
Always watching.
Yeah.
A man who is back from the Thursday wedding, Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
A lot better now that I'm no longer wearing a tie.
Yes.
Or a collared shirt. Danny or slacks.
Attended the rare Thursday morning nuptials. Danny, how was it? What is your feedback?
Yeah, because we thought you were going to live stream the wedding and you did not.
Yes. No. Not a fan of weddings. This is why I don't make friends anymore.
This is why you don't get married.
Try to answer phone calls, because the more phone calls you answer, the more friends you make, the more weddings you have to go to, the more funerals you have to go to.
Years, Danny.
Keep it simple.
Yeah. And don't have a party and don't have a wedding, because then it's a bunch of people come and then they expect you to reciprocate when they have a party.
Exactly. I think we're on the same.
Asymptotico.
I think this is a new millennial thing. Like, there was a time, millennials, where when cell phones were new, you would answer every single phone call that came to your phone. Oh, who's this? Ooh, this
it's
is
like
exciting.
Christmas morning every time.
Every single phone call was a Christmas morning
Nine
situation.
Out of 10 phone calls I get are robocalls soliciting me for stuff.
Yeah. And how much stuff do you buy from them?
Tyson, maybe you had something to do with this. That
I did
one day last week where I got 9 straight calls from Phoenix, Arizona, and then I blocked each one after they came in. Different robocall where they're all like, "Congratulations!" Like any phone call that begins with "congratulations" is bad. Congratulations is a bad word.
I always know when they're like, "Is Mr. Apostle there?" No, you have the wrong number.
Guys, I don't even get that far.
Yeah.
If I don't have a name programmed in my phone for that number, I do not answer. I don't know how many opportunities I've missed.
Like, I could probably real good news ends with congratulations. Fake good news starts with congratulations.
Also, think about this, and this is why I don't answer so many calls. How often do you get a great phone call? Maybe once a decade.
Yeah.
All the other phone calls are just a waste of time or bad news.
Where
so just don't answer.
Tyson, you just inherited $10,000. Congratulations.
Yeah.
As opposed to, congratulations, you may have already won $10,000.
Or even worse, could you come over and help me lay sod? Or I'm moving, I can't lift this couch.
At least that's a real person.
Doesn't matter. It's a real person asking you to go do some real hard labor.
That person's going
to
be in your phone, though, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. I still, gosh.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just erase all numbers.
See, I feel like that Danny and I are more on the same page as Tyson is more social.
He definitely is, yes.
Come on, guys.
You're a social butterfly.
So what, you think I just answer my phone willy-nilly?
People love you.
Yeah, I think you do.
Both of you, try calling me right now then, fuckers.
That didn't sound very social. Wow. That escalated quickly, Tyson.
Well, you're accusing me of being different than you. We're all the same.
Under S for social butterfly, Tyson.
Yeah. Try calling that.
Stupid contacts are by alphabetical order by last name. Oh, my.
I hate
that. Are you kidding me? Why did you set it that way?
I didn't. I think that's the default.
My default is the opposite. You probably have an iPhone.
Okay. Let me call
and
Tyson.
We'll just decline that call. I don't know who that is. I just got a strange call from California.
Hey, this is Tyson. Leave a message after the beep. Beep.
That was a fake beep. People leave a half message and then the real beep comes out and they're like, oh my God.
That is old school pranking right there, Tyson.
Old school pranking.
That's no cat turd involved. That's just a legitimate prank.
You're only getting half the message.
It's funny though, because you could hear him be like, you can hear him kind of like cutting their message off and then having to start it again. They're like, okay. Hi, Tyson.
The only messages I get are half of robocalls.
Yeah.
Well, I love that my messages go straight to a text and then the text is sent to me and then it's usually just gibberish. So I just assume that it wasn't important.
Yeah, that's what mine is too.
All right. Well, let's get to our top stories at this hour. And we got a lot of good stuff to talk about here and some breaking news at this hour, because we need to talk about a new phenom in the world of News AF. Move over, pizza rat, says the Daily Mail. Pizza squirrel is here, everybody. Look at this adorable pizza squirrel. He's got a whole half a slice.
Look at how bushy his tail is, too.
So he's cute.
Eating away, pizza squirrel.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
by the way, who's just leaving entire slices of pizza around?
What?
Who's just leaving entire slices of pizza?
Maybe like half of it dropped.
Yeah. No, that's like what a slice of pizza looks like after my kids get through with it. That's like, oh, getting like 2 inches away from the crust. Yikes.
Yeah. Yeah. Stay away.
Yeah. We're done.
Yeah.
Almost
imagine this.
Ate some crust.
Danny, I can walk you through the complete scenario. Where is this? Where is this video taken?
I believe it's in New York City.
Okay. So
NYC.
Danny's at Central Park. Got a Little Caesars hot and ready pizza with his pals. They go to Central Park, pop their shirts, obviously, because they're going to toss the old pigskin around.
Yeah. Okay.
Danny, you know, hand in one slice, football in the other, throws it, no problem. Running, you know, running and flexing, laughing, eating bites of pizza. Throw comes back, tries to catch it with one hand, doesn't quite get it, puts the pizza on it,
Rice.
Drops the pizza.
It's on the ground. Don't touch
Done.
It.
Done. Yep.
Okay. That scenario could actually happen.
There we go.
So you nailed it.
There he is. Pizza squirrel from this angle. Pizza squirrel eating the slice. It's
gorgeous.
This was pizza rat. For those of you guys who
pizza rat is
remember.
Disgusting. Get pizza that out of our faces.
Yeah. Pizza rat. And then I'm not even sure.
Uncouth. Pizza rat is very uncouth.
Yes.
Let's go back
why
to
New
pizza
York?
Squirrel.
Avocado rat. For those of you, if you're watching the video. Avocado.
Sorry, rats. You don't impress us much.
Yeah.
That's a
guys,
name of a
why
show,
New York?
Song.
Why are these animals? Why is it only New York rodents?
Because the population is so great there. It's like New Yorkers are always like, we're better than everybody. No, it's because you have the largest population to draw from. So we don't have the amount of squirrels necessary to find one that has the pizza eating mutation.
So you're saying the population of squirrels, not the population of humans.
I'm saying the population of squirrels. It's the same concept as the population of humans.
Yeah, but not for anything, Danny. If you are a squirrel who loves pizza, with all due respect, are you going to set up shop in Utah?
Or no, you're not.
Well, what about Chicago?
Chicago would make sense.
Deep dish is too heavy. This is the New York
I'd go to Italy.
Pizza.
I'd go straight to Italy.
Is the perfect size for Pizza Squirrel to hold. Like, Pizza Rat is just dragging pizza through the filthy subway. Pizza Squirrel is a connoisseur holding it with two hands
above the ground. Yes.
I would love to see this article, but it's trying to load five different videos at the same time.
All multiple angles of Pizza Squirrel.
Many of them spam. I don't even know what's going on with this webpage. I got a picture that just loaded.
Yeah.
That squirrel knows how to handle a pizza. This is not the first time that squirrel has held a pizza in its hand.
Yeah,
he knows what
he's doing.
Perfect form.
Do you think this squirrel is somehow related to Josh Wiggler?
Why? Because Josh Wiggler loves pizza?
He claims to love pizza.
He does. Like, there was that Pizza Rat. He's just dragging it through the filthy subway. Disgusting.
Dude,
disgusting.
Gross. Get a life, Pizza Rat.
That slice of pizza after it's been dragged through the
Pizza Squirrel
floor.
Wouldn't eat that pizza.
No. Look at this. The Pizza Squirrel is outdoors, dining al fresco, sitting on a nice perch.
Yes.
Not eating pizza that's been dragged through the subway.
I can't even load this page.
I'm pro Pizza Squirrel, anti Pizza Rat. I don't know how you guys are.
I think everybody is.
That's my platform.
Yeah.
Well, what about
Pizza Squirrel?
That's my platform for 2020.
You live your best life, Pizza Squirrel.
Are you pro Margarita Bear?
Yeah.
Pro Hot Tub Bear?
Yeah. Yeah, as long as it's not my hot tub.
Yeah.
I think that's how you get in trouble, though, is when it's fine as long as it's not you, then that's your platform.
Mm-hmm. Right. You would not go in the hot tub after the hot tub bear?
Not after it had probably been cleaned.
Would you nibble on that pizza after the squirrel had had a bit?
Like, I can imagine you're sitting on a Queens Park bench, you're eating a slice, and I would never give away my crust, but I could feel like, you know, sometimes I'm inundated with crust. I tell my kids, give me all the crust.
Too much
I might
crust.
Have like five crusts to eat. I would say, here you go, Pizza Squirrel, and then you take it and run off.
Unless you're a wasteful, terrible person, you eat the crust, unless you're at a pizza buffet where you... eating the crust is optional based on if the crust is more delicious than the actual pizza.
Mm-hmm. Confession time. I don't eat the crust.
Even with a finite amount of pizza?
Danny.
And I tend to...
Why not? Too many carbs?
Even if you buy a pizza and there's only a limited amount of pizza there. So let's say that you and I, we buy a pizza, we sit down, there's only one pizza. It's not quite enough for both of us. You're still going to discard your crust. And have
I would
one
say
more
in that
slice
scenario. Okay, Tyson's brought up a good point. If before me I have what appears to be more pizza than I can eat, I will discard the crust in order to eat the best part in the middle. But if I had maybe two slices and I was really hungry, I'd probably eat the crust. But in most cases, I don't eat the crust.
Yeah,
I don't know why. I feel like I'm done with the best part.
It's common pizza etiquette where if there's a finite amount of pizza that you're obviously going to burn through, you should be eating the crust.
Yes.
Whereas if it's a free for all.
Well, now that I know the squirrels and rats are getting to it, I don't feel as bad leaving the crust.
Tyson, what would you wager that we're about 5-10 minutes through talking about Pizza Squirrel? Has Stephen Fishback stuck with this conversation or has he moved on to something else? Stephen Fishback, who has not disavowed News AF.
Yes.
Who claims to love News AF.
We'll find out soon.
Yeah,
I haven't gotten a text from him yet.
Still with us live.
I'm sure he's turned off News AF and picked up a New Yorker.
Here's what I think. I think he's probably turned it off because he's doing something else. But I bet we'll hear from him later in the week after he listens to News AF.
Oh, sure. Surely. As he downloads the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
He's one of our 8 million listeners for sure.
One of the many listeners. Okay. All right. You want to move on or anything else on Pizza Squirrel?
I think we've covered.
We love you, Pizza Squirrel.
Love you, Pizza Squirrel.
Yes. If you need pizza, come to us and we will give you pizza.
Yeah. Capitalize on your branding, Pizza Squirrel. You could be the next Cash Me Outside.
Strike while the iron is hot.
Just start your rap album right now.
Yeah. How about that? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about someone else who is having a huge week. This is a woman who was arrested that she was arrested on charges of marijuana in Texas, where that is not legal recreationally. Her name is Marshalla Perkins, and she is 19, and she was arrested for marijuana possession on February 6th, according to the Star-Telegram. But
that's a long time ago.
Yes. Her career really took off after she was featured on the Twitter account, one of Danny's favorites, Mugshot Bays.
Yep. Follow that religiously.
Mugshot Bays,
huh? And, okay. How many followers do they have?
A lot. 82,000 followers for Mugshot Bays.
That's how many Twitter. Billy Garcia used to have till the great bot purge of 2018.
Check this out. So this is really how you make it. When you get featured on Mugshot Bays, then they take you and they put your photo out to the world where some of them look kind of sad on Mugshot Bays, but some of them realize, hey,
yeah, that girl's smiling.
Yeah, this is this girl. They put the charge. They don't give you the name, but then
no fear of authority. Oh, that's Jodi Arias, isn't it? Right there.
You know her?
She's the murderer from Mesa, Arizona.
Oh, well, she's
a Mormon gal that murdered her Mormon boyfriend.
Oh, that's right.
Well, this girl, they say, just is driving with a suspended license. So I'm not sure if she has a separate mugshot up on Mugshot Bays.
Does it say her name, though, or no?
I don't believe so. We just get the photo, the charge, not the person.
So go up again. That wasn't Jodi Arias then?
This one?
That one
this
right there,
Mugshot Bay?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, driving with a suspended license. Now, again, I don't know. Mugshot Bays is not verified. Mugshot Bays, I don't know if they stand by the charges. Like, I don't know if they just get the mugshot and they make up the charge. I don't think so.
Maybe it's not her then. I don't know. How many likes and retweets and stuff are they getting on these?
A lot. This one, driving with a suspended license, 135 retweets, over 800 likes. Way more popular than anything we're putting out.
No, not more popular than my last tweet.
Which one? Let's see. What was Tyson's? Let's go to Tyson's last tweet. See if it's more popular than anything. The Mugshot Bays.
Not maybe anything, but then definitely some.
Yeah. Here's Tyson's last tweet. Tyson, which one? What's more popular than the Mugshot Bays? This one? 10 years ago this month?
Yes.
Okay. 10 years ago this month, I started the casting process for Token Cheens. Little did I know then that I would soon become one of my favorite all-time reality show contestants. Now, this is a good tweet. 27 responses, 33 retweets, 837 likes.
So at your best, you might be able to compete
with their worst.
Tyson at his peak.
At my best with their worst.
Still no word from Stephen Fishback after the pizza squirrel conversation. Maybe he'll weigh in during Mugshot Bays.
I think he's out. So anyways, this girl is blowing up.
Yeah. Oh, yes. So Mugshot Bays, maybe, a source of maybe more news AF to come. This one looks sad. She says sad.
She is sad.
Sad bay.
Maybe next time
ones
model.
Dressed in orange are definitely the more serious.
Yeah, but
maybe America's Next Top Model should draw from all mugshots.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Well, so again, some of these Mugshot Bays realize this is their chance at stardom because like Marshalla, who then started getting responses. Wow. Your makeup is on fleek. Because if you're not listening or if you're not watching the video, of course, you're missing out. But if you're listening to the podcast, you would know that Marshalla, she has this beautiful, bright pink eyeshadow with a hint of sparkles and false eyelashes. And people want to know, how did you do it? How did you look so great in your mugshot?
She looks pretty cute, but the makeup is deceiving. Like, I've been watching have you seen those tutorials where the girls
makeup is,
that's the whole point, Tyson.
I know, but the tutorials where the girl's like, look it, I'm just a regular looking girl. And then she like applies makeup and shades it so that it like thins her features out and gives her more cheekbones and everything. And I'm like, holy cow, dude.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Makeup ranges from just a little eyeshadow to full clown.
So this could be Zach Galifianakis under all of that makeup, and we don't even know.
No, she's beautiful. Tyson,
she is beautiful.
Only let the eyeshadow do the shading.
Okay? Zach's beautiful too. Well, but so in different ways.
Check out this tweet. This is from a person on Twitter named Aries at Proletariatity. They tweeted out that not a huge Twitter account, only 9,475 followers.
Teeny tiny, just a teeny tiny little starter account.
Yeah, a little startup Twitter. And they tweeted out, they retweeted Mugshot Bays and said, "We need a tutorial. Free her." And like that, that tweet had 61,000 retweets, 280,000 likes, and a star was born, Danny.
Just like that.
Why couldn't I have been the one to tweet that?
Well, you need to get arrested. Then you got to get on Mugshot Bays. Is there a Mugshot Bros Twitter account?
No, but there's a Dads of Disney, Dilfs of Disney.
Well, that's not good enough.
Tyson could get on that, probably.
I've been parading around Disney with my short shorts a bunch, and I have not been featured. What you got to do is have your wife submit the photo to Dilfs of Disney.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah. And so then from there, Marshalla took to Facebook and started doing some makeup tutorials. And now she is off and running as an up-and-coming makeup vlogger.
How many views is she getting on these vlogs?
No, they're huge. It's huge.
Really?
People are reaching out to her about starting her own makeup line. She ended up telling her local newspaper.
Oh, my God. I want to crunch this microphone in my fist.
Something so
how are
positive.
People so successful?
She's embracing it, and she just see where it takes her. So good for Marshalla, who's turned a negative into a positive.
Nope. Nope. I'm jealous now.
Yeah.
Well, naturally, you should be jealous of
those. Hate when people make money so easily.
Yeah. Well,
hey, she didn't make it easily. She got arrested.
She has a whole
the
brand.
Easiest way. You think it's not easy to get arrested?
It could go really bad for you, though, getting arrested.
I guess so, yes.
Okay. So from mugshot.
What did she get arrested for?
Superstar. Marijuana possession.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah. Not that much.
Okay.
Just a little bit. And there's some people that say it shouldn't even be illegal.
Yeah. A little pick me up.
Yeah.
Not with makeup like that.
So she is gone from.
She should be able to do whatever she wants.
Yes, she's
soon she will be. She makes enough money.
She's a star. Okay. All right. Let's talk about our next story at this hour. And this is another woman who found herself in hot water when she was her name is Cheryl Bates, and she was shopping at Staples in North Carolina. Who, Danny, did you know Staples was still in business?
I did go to a deserted parking lot the other day and looked up, and I saw that a Staples was there.
Yeah. Contrary to popular belief, both Staples and Office Depot still in business, not bankrupt.
Not yet.
Still open.
Least.
Yeah. I walked past.
Isn't that the same parent company as Toys R Us
or Sears?
You know,
or Sears.
That I went to a local
or
shopping center
Circuit
that
City,
has a now empty Toys R Us and a soon to be empty Office Depot. And I was like, who's still shopping there? Like 9 million square foot Office Depot. Five people are in there. And so this nice young lady, Cheryl Bates, decided to, you know what? Let me help out Staples and actually shop there.
Mm-hmm.
And
very Christian move of her.
Very nice, charitable move to actually set foot in a Staples.
Seriously, every time I go into one of those big shops, I'm like, I'm doing these guys a favor right now because I'm going to pay more for something I can order on Amazon and get the same day all from the comfort of my home.
It's always the biggest shopping retail center imaginable that really it's just like 19 football fields inside, no customers. And she's
this Staples looks reasonably sized, though. I'm looking at a picture of it.
Not that
looks
huge.
Okay.
Not that huge.
No. No, I think they've downsized in an effort to cut overhead.
Yeah. Smart move.
They need to downsize to zero and go online.
Yeah. And so she went in there, and I had not mentioned yet that she is a 34 weeks pregnant with twins. But the security at Staples, which really, there are that many customers that you need the security. They said, stop.
He just chooses
right
the one.
You are stealing our Staples stuff and putting it under your shirt, ma'am.
I think this is a classic movie in movies, right? Heist movies. Don't they often use the pregnant lady approach?
Cartoons, yes. Of, you know, hey, well, when you want to steal the basketball, pretend yeah, you're pregnant.
Exactly. It's a good move. Mm-hmm. It's just he was wrong. I bet you he accuses every pregnant woman who comes in. That's like his thing.
Yes. She was stocking up on back to school supplies for her other children when a police officer, who actually was not in store security, approached her at the cash register and said, hey, what's under the shirt, ma'am?
Did she show him?
She said twins, which sounds like a pretty good joke, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he didn't even laugh. He's not even a laugh.
Okay, then let's see that so-called baby.
And she showed him a little bit of the belly.
Yes. That it was a real embarrassment for this woman. And now she is considering legal action, Tyson.
Get all the staplers she can carry. That's what she'll win in the settlement.
Yes. Wow. Yes.
Three ring binders and staplers.
So this is what I think they do. They just are like, okay, there's a customer, and the cop or the security just follows that one customer through the store. Cause what else is he going to do all day?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And then he's like, well, if I don't get her out of here, she's going to end up causing someone else to have to work. So he just accused her.
Yes. Now, Tyson, do you feel like is the office supply industry at risk right now to a massive crime spree of people wearing fake baby bumps?
Like that.
Like, how much stuff can you?
Staples headquarters, big intra office memo. Hey, please, whatever you do, don't tell
pregnant women.
They are shoplifting by stealing stuff, putting it under their maternity garments.
You're right.
Yes. Are the nation's top criminals out there, the mugshot bays in making, are they now planning to hit Office Depot, Staples?
Well, I mean, if they notice an uptick in customers with a downtick in inventory and profit, then you could definitely chalk it up to that.
This is like another office one, right?
But what are you going to steal at Staples?
I'm sure they've got printers.
No, you know what?
You can put a printer in your tummy.
Yeah, put a printer in your tummy.
They have got a lot of like
a hole puncher,
candy and stuff that you could put in your office. Like
candy.
Red Vines.
I never thought of that as an office supply, but I suppose so. In the corporate world, any pick me up you have is it's definitely better than none.
Yeah. So be careful. Be vigilant out there, but not too vigilant. Office Depot.
Just the right amount of vigilance.
That's the other one. Office Depot and Office Max.
Okay.
I feel like one of them might maybe have gone out of business.
Why don't they all merge together for a little bit, thinking that will
help?
For
a superstore?
Yeah, for a superstore.
Joint forces like, was it Voltron?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It seems like Office Max is still in business. Office Depot.
They won't be for very long.
Subsidiary of Office Depot. So maybe Office Max and Office Depot. Maybe how
they're related already.
You know, they make all their money off of selling supplies to kids that the kids take home and then break and lose.
Is that true?
Because, I'm sure. How much stuff? My kids buy all these school supplies. I will find them broken on the floor or lost within a month. All
and then you go
lost.
Back to the store instead of ordering them on Amazon?
No, Liz will go back to the store. I don't go to stores.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it true now that that Cheryl Bates, she took her unborn children to Staples so that she could one day tell her children that they actually went to a Staples before it went out of business?
That could be.
That was a treat.
A lot of people did that with Blockbuster.
There's still one Blockbuster.
I know.
Still one.
It was the whole Blockbuster saga was annoying because I kept hearing articles, the last Blockbuster closes,
in Alaska,
right? Yeah, but then I found out just a week or two ago that there was still one left after I saw several articles declaring they were all gone.
Yes. Okay. We're also waiting for Stephen Fishback to weigh in on the Office store, if he has any Staples or Office Depot anecdotes that he wants to share.
We're
anxiously waiting to hear his thoughts on this story as he watches his favorite show, News AF. Okay. Let's keep moving. Another story here. This actually shocked me when I heard this story. This is a story also from the Daily Mail. If you want more friends, they say, get more sleep. Short nights make you antisocial and unattractive, according to a new study. So Tyson, this blew my mind. So the less you sleep, the less attractive and more antisocial you become?
That makes total sense. 100%. Everything about that makes sense. No need to pay for any research or studies because you become grumpy AF and you look like crap.
Irritable and you look pale. Your eyes are sunken. Like, look at me right now. That's how someone who didn't get enough sleep looks.
And if you remember, he was short with us earlier on in this podcast.
So I won't even answer your phone calls.
Yeah, so it totally makes sense. Tyson is slowly becoming antisocial due to a lack of sleep.
The less sleep you get, the less you want to socially interact, according to Dr.
Yeah,
Walker.
Also true. Yes. And the less, I bet, and you're also, even if you try, you're probably not as good at social interactions.
Yeah, Tyson
mincing
just stumbled
my
around?
Words.
Yeah. Yeah. No one wants to talk to a guy like
blah,
that.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Without sufficient sleep, we become a social turnoff and loneliness will kick in. Ooh.
Major social renob.
Yeah. Mm. Now, Danny, is that evolution's way of making us have a less active social life so we can get more sleep?
Yeah, it does kind of sound like it's a self-corrective measure on your body's part, like make you an a-hole so no one calls you to hang out at night, so you go and get more sleep.
Yeah, and when you're getting enough sleep, you become better looking so that you have a busier social life, and then that will balance things out. Like, oh, this person is sleeping too much, so need to make them better looking so that they have more things to do so they sleep less. So really, Mother Nature is so on point with how she designed us.
If I don't get my 9 hours of sleep, I am a tyrant.
9 hours of sleep, Danny.
I need at least 9 hours.
9 hours of sleep. Wow, that's incredible.
Well, I'm not saying I get that, but I'm saying that that's what I need in order to be socially cool.
What do you get on average, Danny?
I would guess between 6 and 8.
6 and 8.
That's probably pretty average for everybody else, too.
Yeah.
Not enough for me to be social. That's why I spend most of my time alone.
Yeah. Tyson was a prolific sleeper at this point. What are you averaging now?
I mean, I probably still average 8-ish hours, 7 to 8 hours a night, but I used to do so much more. I used to be so much better.
And that,
used
that to was do like way more social also.
Yeah. I feel like he was more social before.
And people wanted to be social with me.
Yeah.
Now it's just a complete turnaround. Let me think. In my peak, I was getting definitely 10, if not 12 hours of sleep a day.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect. That's like a mild form of hibernation.
Yeah. What about on Survivor, Tyson? What were you sleeping then?
Like 2 hours.
2 hours.
A night.
And,
it was like
social.
In half hour increments.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was still social because he built up a reserve.
I didn't want to be social though.
Okay.
Like I remember there was one time when Jerv made a backgammon board and everybody was playing. I'd never played backgammon and I definitely did not want to learn how to play, but I forced myself to just to not let anybody get an advantage because they were playing more backgammon than me.
The game of kings, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's talk about, I think that's checkers, Danny. Let's go to our worst flight passenger of the week.
Do we have one? Yes. I searched all week for one.
Yes. Oh, we've got them.
From Hawaii.
We have one? I don't even have to search. I just go through the news headlines and top 10
I go
news.
Through the news. There's tons of airline stories, but it's hard to find one that's specifically about one passenger doing horrible stuff. So I'm excited.
Okay. Paul Anthony, a knee writer. He was on a flight from Maui to San Francisco when the trouble started. on aboard Hawaiian Airlines. Tyson, have you flown Hawaiian Airlines to Hawaii?
I have.
Yes.
Not to Hawaii, but I have. Once I've been in Hawaii from island to island, I've flown Hawaiian.
Did you know about the $10 blanket cost?
No.
Yeah. $10 for a blanket. Well, when Paul Anthony Niederreiter heard about this, he went ballistic.
Yeah, his name sounds like someone who would go ballistic over a $10 blanket.
Because nobody his entire life has pronounced his last name correctly, and it's finally built to a point where yeah. he just couldn't take it.
Yeah. It's exploding.
Well, he wanted that blanket. He did not want to pay $10. And apparently that discussion with the flight attendants ended up causing enough gastrointestinal distress. See, this is where it would be great to hear
this,
from
this
Steven.
This is confusing.
Yeah.
This is a confusing part of the story. Why did he go to the bathroom? And then keep going. Sorry, Rob.
I just think that maybe he got so worked up over the $10 blanket discussion that he was forced to go to the lavatory, and he was in there for such a long time. I don't know if he was pouting in there or
his irritableness transferred to his bowels.
He wasn't pouting because when the attendant went to check on him, he flung the door open and he was sitting on the toilet.
Mr. Niederreiter, is everything okay in there? Well, he went nuts again because he kicked the door open. While in media res,
mid BM,
yeah,
he was in mid BM.
Yes, that he was.
When I was a child, the only thing we could call poop was BM.
Yes, his shorts were at his ankles, and he proceeded to yell at the flight attendants while on the lavatory. With pants at
this is a classic power play. This guy is
I would have old if school. I were a passenger there, I would have ran over and snapped pictures with my flash on mm-hmm. to teach him a lesson, because he's probably like, I'm gonna do this, and then they're gonna feel super bad about annoying me, and I would be like,
by the way, this guy's greyhounding. We're assuming he's going poop, but he could really be doing other
who
things.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows why he
yeah,
needs the blanket knows? In the first place?
Yeah. I mean, his shorts are
I know
down.
What he's doing, but yeah. it's too sick and twisted.
He's like, if you're not
going to
give me a blanket
podcast.
To perform my greyhounding, I will go into the bathroom.
He was great yelling. Greyhound into myself.
Greyhound in there. And yeah. so he has now been, he was arrested, and then he has now been released on $20,000 bail, but is being ordered to stay at a halfway house. $20,000 bail seems it seems steep, Tyson.
No, he exposed himself to people.
Yeah, is the halfway house run by Ronald McDonald?
Yeah,
different house.
Oh. They're next door. It's next door. The halfway house is next door
Don't
to the Ronald McDonald house.
Yes.
Yeah. He he's a sex offender. I think that's classifies as a sex offender.
Slammed with the sex offender, just like that.
For sure, dude.
Yeah, it depends. We just don't know what he's
doing. One little mistake of kicking the door open and exposing your genitals to a bunch of people in the mid-dump in a flight situation.
Yeah.
Would it have been okay if he had been dumping but had tucked his stuff like Silence of the Lambs in the fruit bowl position? So that it wasn't visible.
Yeah.
I don't think okay is the right term for it, but if you're not
offensive.
Yeah, if you're not showing genital, then it's definitely less offensive.
If you're pulling a Silence of the Lamb mm-hmm. right there.
Yeah.
I think it'd be less offensive. Unless, of course, someone's behind you, then that's a right. real horrifying
I just need to know
sight.
What he was yelling. If he's yelling like, hey, I'm in here, close the door, you morons. You know, you know, that's
I'm pooping on my nutsack now that I had to jam it all the way back there.
Yeah, that's nobody needs to hear that. So, you know, I'm still mad about that $10 blanket.
Yeah,
we don't know.
Well, this is pretty safe to say we won't find ourselves on flights with him anytime
soon. By the way, who wants a $10 blanket? Whenever they give me those blankets,
it's like
I know they've
paper.
Probably been cleaned, but it's they're like tissue paper. And I can't imagine all of the bugs, microscopic.
Yeah, but sometimes they.
Them.
Sometimes
I know.
They crank
I want
to
believe that.
Up. Listen to this.
Yeah,
they crank the AC up on planes, and he's flying from Hawaii. So, and he's probably a novice to flying. So he's probably wearing flip flops and shorts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and so he's wearing one of the most offensive bottom half combos you can wear on a flight.
Just bring a sweatshirt with you. You don't need to pay for that $10 blanket.
Bring a sweatshirt and wear pants and socks like a human being.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We got one more story before we get to the bolt hole. And this was a fascinating story about an experiment where robots seemed to be able to manipulate people's emotions with a cry for help, Danny. So they have these adorable robots, and was this part of the study, or did the robots on their own beg people, please don't turn me off. I don't want to go to the dark place. Don't unplug me. And people listen.
That's so good.
Did not unplug the robot.
This,
I like it.
Robots are already.
Yeah. This
is some dangerous stuff.
Manipulating our emotions. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I don't want to be turned off.
Horrifying and cute at the same time.
Yes. And so, according to the Fritz Breithaupt, who's a humanities scholar, says, these emotionally manipulative robots will soon read our emotions better than humans will, and this will allow them to exploit us. People will need to learn robots are not neutral.
I didn't see this article. I'm trying frantically to come up with all the future implications of this.
I'm breathing because I'm like,
yeah, heavy breathing.
So you think, based on this article, that within maybe 2 or 3 years, a robot will have our first survivor winner, robot winner?
Yes, because they are able to
read and manipulate emotions better than humans.
The first breakthrough will be in reality TV with the emotional robot.
Right. They can detect
one
emotion.
Season.
Yes.
They're going to win Big Brother,
yes.
Survivor, and any of those other knockoff shows.
The Bachelor or Bachelorette. Bachelorette. Maybe, are they sex robots? Because they may be able to win one of those shows, too.
Think they have to be. I think they're manipulative enough that they don't have to. They could be like, I am a virgin. I have not per se waiting for marriage, but I am waiting for the right person. Mm-hmm. You may be it.
Yeah.
So I think we're in a world of trouble here.
Yeah.
So I think a lot depends on how cute the robot is, too, though. Because if this robot was like a black menacing robot, I think it'd be
A what?
Like obsidian with red glowing eyes
and
sharp mandibles.
Tyson.
Yeah, and okay. I think that if you saw something like that, it was a terrifying robot, you'd be more likely to turn it off.
Yeah, because you knew it was manipulating you, even if it had like a baby voice that was like, please, sir.
Yeah, that'd be more
don't
terrifying.
Turn me off. You're like, oh my gosh, I know you're manipulating me. Get the off switch now.
Yeah, well, here's what the study revealed, that they took 89 people and they had them interact with this adorable little robot. And his name is...
Oh, look at that little guy.
He's Neo.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
He is a cute, commercially available robot. And they had to turn him off. And in some instances, they had him be friendly. He talked about pizza. I'm not sure if he talked about pizza squirrel, but pizza robot is adorable, too.
Yes.
And he talked about his birthday as well. And other times they had it emotionless. But in all instances, people did not want to turn off the robot when he begged to not switch him off. People felt
that
sorry
is
for
so
him.
Crazy.
Even when he didn't talk about pizza or his birthday.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. People have a hard time restarting like their phone. It's just, you know, when you turn something off, it's just going to be a huge hassle. It might not turn on correctly.
No, that's not what it is. This guy got to their emotions, Danny.
He's adorable.
Close your eyes, Danny.
Yeah.
Close your eyes, Danny. And then imagine that this is this cute little robot's right in front of you.
Aww.
And you're instructed to turn him off. And here I go.
I can't.
Danny, don't turn me off. It hurts.
If it has that voice, Tyson, I am turning it.
Okay, what about this?
Yeah.
You need to give me a better voice.
Danny, please don't turn me off. It hurts when you turn me off. Please.
That sounds like a sex offender.
No, don't.
I'm turning that robot off.
Well, then you do a voice like that.
I can't
British
do a
accent.
Cute enough voice. Okay. Obviously, the programmers went out and found the cutest voice they could and put it in that robot. Your voice was not as cute as I'm sure that robot's was. Can we hear it, Rob? Do we have a video?
We don't.
Oh,
we don't.
I've got a voice. I've got a voice
from a magazine. Mm. Yes. Okay. All right. Tyson is going to give us a recreation of that robot's very cute voice.
Never mind, I'm not. No. Bergen was here, and I thought she would talk in the mic for us, but she got stage fright.
Okay. All right. Hopefully, there will be no stage fright when Danny takes us to his bolt hall. But first, let me take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. And those are from our friends over at Dish, who have a great offer on the Dish Tailgater Pro portable satellite antenna. Now, Tyson and Danny, you guys, I know, spend a lot of time outdoors, and this might be something for you. Danny, I know that you are always all over the place. What if you could take satellite TV with you?
I wouldn't even leave to go on my adventures. I'd just sit in my car.
Yeah.
Just in the parking lot at the trail. Yeah. Honey, I'm going.
On all of your hikes all around the world, that you could be watching live news and sports and movies anywhere in crystal clear HD, even when you're off the grid. Only pay for the months you use. Dish offers a pay-as-you-go programming from $34.99 a month with no contracts or credit checks. Just activate your subscription when you want it and turn it off when you're done. Great for football season. No Wi-Fi required. Say goodbye to constant buffering, searching for spotty Wi-Fi, or other connectivity issues. Throw them out the window. It's rugged, weatherproof, and weighs just 8 pounds. Pretty much haul it anywhere. Put it on top of your RV, Tyson. Just forget about it. Wait till you see it in person. It's got a cool smoked dome cover, and you can see the satellite dish when it's moving around looking for the signal, and it's crazy affordable too. TV outdoors doesn't need to be expensive anymore. The Dish Tailgater Pro is one of the more affordable portable satellite antennas in the market, saving over $1,000 versus comparable systems, and you don't even need to be a Dish subscriber at all to get the Dish Outdoors. Call 1-833-TV for RV or visit dishoutdoors.com. That's 1-833-TV for RV or visit dishoutdoors.com. Use promo code PRO50 at checkout to get $50 off your Tailgater Pro and Dish receiver bundle. Some restrictions may apply. All right, Danny, with that, let's go ahead and journey to Danny's bolt hall. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Okay. Get in there.
Here we go.
Welcome to my bolt hall. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
So good.
Before I jump in to the bolt hole or invite you in, I did come up with an idea. It might be worthwhile to consider raising a group of individuals who have no contact with technology and are taught to turn robots off no matter what they say. Don't you think that'd be a safe backup?
Yeah, like the, what's the guy's name? The Lone Survivor? Like that, in a sense, except for somebody who is completely unsympathetic to all technology.
Yeah. So like when Skynet is saying, don't turn me off. Don't hurt me. No, oh, that button hurts.
I think
hurts.
You need to go the opposite. I think you need to raise a generation that is used to technology.
Hates technology and, so much.
Right. That where people are, we're not accustomed to it. It's like, oh, it's like a person. But you need to like have a generation raised among technology so that they hate it.
Raised by robots, like Mowgli, except for with robots.
Raised by meat robots.
Yeah, so let's say that you program these robots, and then you're like, here's a baby, and the whole time, for like the first 20 years of its life, it's just these mean robots, and then you find humans that are the kindest, sweetest humans in the world and put them with them, and so he knows the differences.
Okay.
So like
that could be your political platform, Tyson, should you ever run.
We'll have just one patient zero who is raised by super spiky, so they can't give him hugs very well or anything.
No pressure on that individual.
Yeah.
I mean, just has to save mankind when we build robots we can't turn off. Yeah, no pressure. Keanu Reeves would be good. He's already done it once in a movie.
But you don't think he's too old to now like program him mentally to destroy robots?
He seems like he could be programmed.
But then we've only got 30 good years left with him.
Yeah,
maybe.
But those would be great years.
But I'm saying if you take someone from birth, you've got them for their 20 years of them with the robots, and then you've got them for 60 years as a savior.
Okay. Yeah. I'll look into it. I'll find some volunteers. We could get that program.
We can find somebody to donate a baby easy.
Yeah. guys, summertime's coming to a close. Maybe a lot of you have been on trips. Maybe you haven't. Tyson, have you gone to any national parks this year?
No.
No. Rob, have you gone anywhere? Gone on any cruise ships?
No. I went to a water park last week.
Okay. Well, a lot of people live near tourist attractions. Okay. Like, for example, in Utah, there was a place that's been featured on Instagram so much that more and more people were going, and there was so much poop everywhere because it's just something we obviously don't think about. But
where was this?
Kanara Falls.
Okay.
It's that waterfall and that slot canyon with the ladder. And the locals were complaining that it was just like there was poop everywhere, pee, garbage, because humans are disgusting. Mm-hmm. And that they were considering a permit process. Same with here at Zion's National Park. They're considering limiting the number of people who can go.
Yeah. Because
it's like 4 million visitors. It's just becoming too much. And there's other places like in Venice and in Croatia. People are sick and tired of the cruise ships that are coming in and dropping off these tourists in their sun hats with their vintage shirts and their khaki shorts and their flip-flops, and they're just tired of it.
Yeah.
Even though the flip side is that that's their whole economy. So a Norwegian politician, enough is enough. He's 71, and he decided to just strip down when the cruise ship comes back. He's calling it his own personal protest. He's getting naked and flashing cruise ships.
Okay, 71-year-old naked.
71-year-old naked man flashing cruise ships. But this is the problem, right? He's now becoming an attraction. Like, you can take a cruise ship to go past
knowing the naked man.
Yeah, yeah. All he's done is brought more attention because people are going to go look him up, mm-hmm. and they're look at the area and say, oh, I would love to go to that part of Norway. Yes. What cruise ship should I take?
Hey, Danny, do they not have an LA Fitness locker room in Norway where you can see other naked 71-year-old men?
Yeah, no.
Doing the man spread.
Yeah, no shame, right? And this is the man's protest, but I feel like I understand his frustration. Nobody likes other people, especially strangers.
This is this man's protest, or this is what you are dubbing the man's protest?
He's calling it his own personal protest. He's a local politician for Norway's Green Party, and he took all of his clothes off, and he said it's spontaneous, but he's also calling it he's just fed up with cruise ships.
Spontaneous?
But again, yeah, spontaneous protest. I don't know how flashing your wing, which if you do that on like a Spirit Airlines, will get you greyhounded. Mm-hmm. But here it's a protest. All it's going to do is bring more people because now they're looking at this area where the protest took place. They're thinking, I'd like to go there. And bonus, I get to see a 71-year-old man naked, possibly.
Is the cruise ship, are they like,
and if you look over to the port side of the ship, you'll see the classic naked
saggy dong.
Year old saggy man from Norway that he is flapping in the breeze to greet us
eventually,
as we dock.
He likes to pretend that he was the first person to discover this area.
Eventually, it will come to that, right? If he does it often enough. But there's a picture he posted on Instagram from behind.
Yes.
And he actually looks pretty good for 71. Oh. Yeah.
What's his handle? Big his old handle? D. Vascular.
The double D.
Throbbing vascular D.
I actually don't know. It doesn't say in the article. But I just like this because I understand the crowds are getting out of control in a lot of places. If I had cruise ships coming by my house every day, part of me would obviously you should be flattered. They find your country so beautiful. They're coming there in just huge crowds. But at the same time, that quiet town that you grew up in is now super, populated with tourists speaking weird languages.
Give you a visual, Tyson.
Okay. Oh, are you going to provide it?
Yeah, well, yeah, that I'm not going to.
Oh, he does look pretty
good.
I'm not
sure what the terms of service are on any of these social media sites we broadcast to.
He does look pretty good, though. Look at that.
Yeah, right.
He's got some back muscles.
I feel like he was willing to protest, but I think he was also eager to show off his rocket summer bod.
Yeah, that might be it. He's like, not enough people are drinking in this beauty, and I only have a handful of decades to live at most.
You know what we're going to see next is we're going to see this whole big thing about his diet. Like, follow the naked Norwegian man's diet.
Trick, find out.
And then he's going to collaborate with the makeup girl.
Yeah. On
You got to do a collaboration. Yeah. It's the only way to make money.
Right. Now, Danny, isn't traditionally the naked protest the posterior? Wouldn't you moon the cruise ship? I've never heard of the protest of the front-facing naked protest.
So a lot of feminists, they protest with the upper front, right? Mm-hmm. That's a popular move. And maybe he was just borrowing from their book, their protest book, and thought, you know what? This might have a bigger impact.
It's definitely more offensive.
It definitely more offensive.
Agreed. I mean, this man, if he had done this on a Hawaiian Airlines,
right?
Maybe because how shockingly fit he is for a 71-year-old, he would be okay. And also, he's 71, so they're like old people.
Do weird stuff.
They do weird stuff.
Yeah.
Give him a pass. Like, everyone looking, I guarantee you not a single person on that cruise ship saw him. And if they did, all they've done is given him a great memory from their trip to Norway.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't accomplished anything he set out
to
accomplish.
Maybe he should be closer to the boat. I mean, he's kind of far off in the distance. I don't even know if they can see him.
And I think mooning would be more effective. I feel like mooning is more like an F you, whereas this is, I might be a sicko pointing my genitalia at you. Like, we all know what the mooning is. It's a universal sign of, like, it kind of like the F you.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a confusing message. Is this just a pervert who's trying to, show his goods to the cruise ship?
Yeah.
I think you're right. Going back to what you said, I think the mooning would have been a clear message.
Also,
this is a little unclear.
He has not really taken off. Only 523 followers on Instagram.
Yeah, still pretty 71. Good for a 71-year-old man. That's like 85 million followers.
Yeah. It's like dog years for followers. That's like 5 million followers in dog followers. But the fact that he even got an account up and running is a miracle in and of
itself.
That
is pretty good. Okay.
So, anyway.
Anything else, Danny?
No. I mean, I had lots of stories. That one was at the top of the list because I can appreciate his frustration.
Okay. All right. We'll wait to see if Steven wants to weigh in on that story as well here on News AF. Okay. Do we have a hashtag today?
Big old saggy D.
I wouldn't post that on social media.
Okay. No. I wouldn't want to search that either.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we will think about that. Do we have reviews for today?
Of course, we've probably got some reviews. Let me log in right now and look.
Okay. All right.
Maybe we'll get a good hashtag from the reviews.
That's always
that
possible
nice.
Here on our News AF.
Okay. I opened iTunes Store.
Yes.
Can you keep stalling for me, guys?
Of course, we want to remind people you can subscribe to the News AF dedicated podcast feed on iTunes. Go to newsaf.news. And of course, we have so much fun in our Facebook group as well at facebook.com/groups/groupAF. Just go ahead and answer Tyson's three questions or even type.
Or don't. Yeah.
Yeah. You can go ahead.
But it does help us because I mean, most of the bots are like day old accounts. So I can usually
tell
that. Yeah. But if you open a new account on Facebook, just brand new account.
Yes.
And then on top of that, join News AF. I'm going to be a little bit skeptical.
Right.
Unless you answer the three questions.
Yes.
Eventually, Tyson, these robots that are trying to sign up will
please
be able to trick you and
don't
be so.
Delete me, Tyson.
Yeah. Please accept
please,
me into
please add
News
me,
AF.
Tyson.
You'll be unable to reject them.
Okay. Here we go.
Yes.
Justin Title Esquire, 5 stars
like a
by
fake name.
Bacon.
No.
No, that's a real person, and he's royalty.
Justin Title?
Yeah, by Bacon Journey.
Bacon.
Danny doesn't help me, Rob doesn't help me, and Tyson doesn't help me. I don't like Facebook. I don't like the internet because I can't get a job. The library blocked my password.
Yes.
Tell me, does that make any sense to you? 5 stars.
Oh. That's a good one.
Yeah, that
Thank
was
you.
A good one.
Thank you for that. Okay. All right. Leave us your reviews and star ratings at newsaf.news. Did Stephen Fishback say if he left us a 5-star rating?
If he had, it was under a fake name because I never saw a Stephen Fishback review come through.
Okay. Mm. All right. Well,
still waiting on that.
News AF superfan, Stephen. That's what we'll call him from now on. All right. So follow Danny Bryson on Twitter. He's at Danny Bryson. Tyson is on social media as well, at Tyson Apostle. Anything else we want to get out there?
No.
Okay. All right.
I don't think so.
Well, thanks so much to Scott.
Buy my book.
Yeah, buy Tyson's book.
I don't have
book.
A book. Yes.
So many Tyson's book filled with leaked recordings from the filming of so many News AF episodes. We didn't even realize that he was recording all these different times. So check out Tyson's new book.
Be careful what you say.
Be careful. And of course, thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre for putting this all together. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
Thanks again for listening to today's episode of the podcast. To experience the joy of HDTV Outdoors and get $50 off your own Tailgater Pro bundle from Dish, it's the one with the clear dome. Call 1-833-TV for RV or visit dishoutdoors.com. Use promo code PRO50 at checkout. That's at dishoutdoors.com. Some restrictions may apply.